Give, why don't you click through one slide, see if it'll. Tell you what. Tell you what.
Oh, now it worked.
That's because I grabbed it. Okay.
Like me.
I'm gonna. Oh, that's why. That's probably it. Now let's give it a try. Now try it. Okay, I'll go over here so you don't have to get nervous about what I'm writing. And to remove the temptation. Trying to read it while you're trying to present. Okay, tell us your audience.
Okay, so my audience is going to be basically millennials, young adults to millennials, the individual thinkers. So I did my passage on Romans 13:1-7, and the objective of my lesson today is going to be understanding how authority is given by God to the rulers of our world and understanding when we should obey that authority. Disclaimer, I'm a really bad public speaker, so if I talk too fast, stop me if you didn't understand me. Okay, so my passage says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval. For he is God's servant and for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out the wrath, God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid the wrath, God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes. For the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, and honor to whom honor is owed." So a little background on Romans. It was written by Paul, which most of you know. The apostle was not writing for Americans nurtured by the Declaration of Independence and modern ideas of civil rights, or for any constitutional or participatory democracies. It's written to the believers in Rome, and Acts helps us get an understanding of when Romans was written. It was around AD 55 or later. The Roman government was a very strict government, and all of the churches met in houses. The Jews were forced to leave the city at one point, making it heavily Gentile. Paul had not ever been to Rome. The church started after the Pentecost, and it was never visited by an apostle. So because of that, this letter was written as basic instructions for Christians who basically had no idea of the background of the church or how church laws worked. Some of the issues there were it was divided because of the Jews and Gentiles believed different things. The Gentiles were used to the Jews being exiled from the area, therefore their doctrine was separate from the Jewish influence. It is prose as a part of the letter, it's discourse literature, and the central argument outlines the eternal path of God for the salvation of sinners. So the meat of my text is God institutes rulers and authority. There is no authority except from God or that appointed by God. So a question to be asked would be, what ought to be the attitude of believers towards governing authorities? What do you guys think, legitimately? Anybody?
Speak up. Could you speak up in the webcam?
Could you say the question one more time?
What ought to be the attitude of believers towards governing authorities?
I think we should submit to it. Be respectful.
Okay.
I agree. I think that, you know, we're called to even pray for those in authority over us. So unless there's an ethical dilemma or we're going directly against God's word, I think that we have to be under authority.
All right. So Christians in Rome were under very strict rule, and they especially were powerless, so they resented the government. And the authority derives from the power of God, and so some of them probably took this section of the letter a little hard. Whoops, I went backwards. Okay. So laws also derive from authority. So a lot of the laws that are in place, yes, they are man-made laws, but you can take some of those as also God ordained. The authority discussed is used to show action-oriented government. So it's government that is involved in the needs of people's lives, but it does not give in to all of their wants. The propositions that the authorities are of God are of God and ordained of God are not to be understood as referring merely to God's directed will. So that's saying they're still human, so there's going to be some laws that go against God. And so it's not necessarily God telling them exactly what the laws should be. So what happens when a ruler disobeys God? What are we supposed to do? Christians are to obey God ultimately rather than human authority. In Rome and now, this question is needed. Since God gave them authority, we obey God. The example would be homosexuality. So nowadays, in the entire United States, gay marriage is legal, and people are getting arrested and fined for refusing either to give a marriage license to a gay couple or to marry a gay couple. So the instance would be a preacher is approached by a gay couple, and he's asked to marry them. It is his godly right to say no. He has to say no because it's against the Bible. He should not do that. And he will get punished for that from our government, because unfortunately that's the way our government goes. But ultimately, as I learned in Christian ethics, a book was told to me by Dr. Halen that I should look up. It's called Welcome But Not Affirming. We should always welcome the person with whole hearts, but not affirm their sin and what they did or what they're doing. So submission to authority is a problem that people nowadays have. Christians did not submit to Roman rule back in the day, and people have problems submitting to our rule now. Punishment is handled by authority. So in verse 4, it says, "For he is God's servant for your good, but if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer." They're given the power to punish us. A ruler is not appointed to deal with all sin, but the sin that violates their orders and laws. Governing authorities are given consent to use force to maintain order. So in verse 7, it talks about respect. It says, pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to revenue, respect to respect, and honor to honor. If God has instituted authority, we are obligated to respect them, honor them, and pay taxes to them, unfortunately. The application of this text can be used very readily in this society. Society is focused on individuality. That's a big thing today. Individuals are deciding what rights people should have. This includes marriage, abortion, and illegal substances. People want to act how they see fit without consequences, which we know doesn't work. People with that way of thinking, the problem with that way of thinking is the government would be forcing churches to marry same gender couples, for every state to allow abortion, and making marijuana legal for fun. Now, taking away individual rights under the guise of giving you more rights, but it would be taking away my individual right to say no to that kind of stuff. In modern society, if authority does not benefit me, then I do not want authority. Millennials use this way of thinking as a cop-out for the Bible. They see it as a do not. People would be grateful if they were given handouts and had their hands held by people in power. When the government starts making their lives difficult, then it gets trickier. School costs too much, so they advocate for free school. Taxes get expensive, so they want to put it all on the rich. starting jobs don't pay you enough, so instead of pushing for a promotion or getting a better job with age, they want their current one to pay them more. Unfortunately, that's the way my generation sees things, and a lot of people judge me because of that, because they automatically see me in that light. So in conclusion, Romans 13, 1 through 7, authority is commanded to the believers by God's chosen rulers, submission to those rulers, and ultimately God's authority.
All right. Pablo, are you going to need project anything? Need the text projected? Or are you just going to
get
your voice and okay, you want the text up?
I submitted a PowerPoint. Did you get it?
Well, you can send it because it won't it by noon. Okay.
I'm on USB.
Okay. That then, that's not going to help. Okay. No, that's fine. What we're going to do is we need to take a short break. Okay. Be writing down comments. I got to load Pablo's presentation upstairs onto the network. So just 5 minutes. We're going